can't say the capital of Yichvayit because Yichvayit is not a capital in Tillim at all. It's not a chapter in Tillim. And it's made up, it's culled from 18 different sukkim all over, most of them from Tillim. And the Misakni Atfilo put them together, put all these sukkim together to create a sort of picture that we're supposed to conjure up for ourselves with regard to the world, the purpose of the world, and the Achris Hayom. And I knew that it sort of paints a picture of before Maktim, before the 18, like we said, it's 18 Sukkim, and there's Muzkir 19 times the Shem Hashem. Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's also this Rosh Kevis in a place, and there's a Yud Hei. But Yud Kei Vav Kei is 19 times. The Gemara that is Kenegin, I thought, brought down, that it's Kenegin the 19 Brachas in Shemayin Esrei. That means that there's a special Indian in Yichvayit that's Kenegin Shemayin Esrei. And like I heard from Yuva Mann, that he decided that he's going to make a Kabbalah to try to be Mechavan the Shem Hashem. He decided to start with Yichvayit. He probably has the most amount of Shem Hashem, but it's also, there's an Indian because the Kenegit Shemir Nesrei, right? There's an Indian to start somewhere. The Hainu, the Mikud that I want to bring out is, I heard a story last night, Shmuel Yaakov Bernstein, with the Yeshiva of Kiryas Melech, who was just nifted. So I heard from somebody who was Mechutin of his, said that one point he was very happy. Somebody asked him, why is he so happy? He says it's now a year that he was zeche to be mechaven every time that he said Shem Hashem. Tremendous. How many times did he say Shem Hashem? Thousands and thousands and thousands of times. In a single year, right? You say 100 brachas a day. Just right there, 100 times 365, just by the brachas. Without the tefillos and everything else that says Shem Hashem. Simply the brachas is tens of thousands of times. So we're tremendous things. The question is, how did he get there? How did he do it? I mean, it's obviously something that the Gedolim worked on. Somebody asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, I think he's brought down Halicha Shlomo, and he says, "What's a good day? What's a good day by you? Did you have a good day today or not? What's a good day?" He says, "When I'm mechavin in every meal in the tefillah, I'm mechavin every word that I say." He says, "That's a good day." But that's something that takes working on. And a person has to start sometime. And if he doesn't start when he has the chance in yeshiva, when he has maybe, possibly, a little more time to daven, then when he's out in the working forest where things get often cut down to the smallest possible size sometimes due to external factors that are not always in his hands, it gets much more difficult. Therefore, a person should start somewhere. So, I'm not telling you that you have to start with Yichvayit, though it is a good place to start. It's Muzkar a number of times, but to start somewhere. You must have in the Chol HaPachis in either the Shem Hashem, even if it's not in every word, at least the Shem Hashem, it gives you, it's a little bit easier because you have it so many times, especially if you say it out loud, Bimanski the Shem Hashem, it sort of gives you a little reminder each time. Adon HaKol, that's all that we're trying to think of. Not all the Kavanas that we're Mechavim during the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema. Simply, Adon HaKol, Yichvayit, Hashem Le'olam, Adon HaKol. Now, what is Yichvayit? What is the tapas of this mixture of sukkim that are brought together into one tefillah? Is sort of painting a picture of the world and it's being brought to its tachlis, which is Kvayde Yisbarach. Komash Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kvayde Baruch. Like the doesn't end the figure that Seif HaYorim, everything is going to bring to Kvayd Hashem. That's the tachlis. That's, if you look at the Bria, that's what you'll see, and that's what every person is supposed to contribute to. There's a word from Rameir Shapiro, Daf Yomi Pain. He said it doesn't make a difference whether you're Davin Nusach Ashkenaz, or you Davin Nusach Svar, or you Davin Nusach Edut HaMizrach. He says some people say Baruch Shamar first, and some say Hoidu first, and some people say everybody has their own thing. He says, but everybody comes together by Yichvayit Hashem L'Yerilom. all the different stories, they come together. It could be in Israel the state also, depending on. But on a regular day, everybody comes together by Yichvayet Hashem Le'Eno. Why? Because that's really, it doesn't make a difference what segment of Klal Yisrael you're from. The tachlis and the kivun of everybody together is to bring to Ribbe Kvayet Yisbarach, each person, Kifi Mashimu. That's really how Yichvayet starts off. Yichvayet Hashem Le'Eno, Yitzmach Hashem B'maso. The Gemara in Chulin, when Daf Samach Aleph Aleph says, this pasuk, Tzari Shel Olam Amro. Yichvayet Hashem Le'Olam. Yichvayet Hashem Le'Olam, Yitzmach Hashem B'Masa, Pasuk Zeh Sara Olam Amrei. Who's the Sara Olam? The Malach HaMamuna Al Abriyah. Says, when did he say it? B'Shal Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Mineo B'Yilonei, Nasu D'Shem Kavachem V'Atzman, Im Ritzenu Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Revuvio, Olam Amrei L'Mineo B'Yilonei, Where Kavachem Ma, Elam Yishem Darkon Lassiz B'Revuvio, HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Mineo, Ano Alachas Kama Kama, Me'ad Kol Echad Ve'echad Yotzu L'Minoi, Pasuk Sara Olam V'Amrei Yichvayet Hashem Le'Olam, Yitzmach Hashem B'Masa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told every tree to come out by itself. That there shouldn't be an earbook, there shouldn't be a mixture of all different trees. They should be able to distinguish and see every single tree b'fnei atzmo. Said the grass, if that's the case, even though he didn't tell us l'mineo that we should come out by each one individually, certainly we have to come out individually because we're so small and almost you won't be able to detect any difference if everybody's mixed together. Therefore, everybody should come out, every min should come out by itself and grow by itself. On that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Sar Shalom saying, Yichvayet Hashem Le'olam, Yitzmach Hashem B'Masav, says Rashi, Kulan Zehirim B'Mitzvayisov. Everybody, even the Dishoim or Zorim, the Mitzvahs of Hashem, even if they weren't specifically commanded, they also have their Chelek, they also want to be Mekayim Tzivu Hashem. Kum Tzayis that Yichvayet Hashem Le'olam, Yitzmach Hashem B'Masav means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sameach B'Mayisov when there is Yichvayet Hashem Le'olam, when the Covet is brought by every chelik of the Bria. Every chelik of the Bria contributes to the Covet of Hashem, whether it's Ilanos, whether it's the Shoim, and certainly if it's people. That means every person has their chelik in Ribui Kved Hashem. And there's no person that Katayna, right? Baron Kaliner said, he said, what should I have a taiva for? That should be like, I should strive, that should be shaved like Avram Avinu? There already was an Avram Avinu. I don't have to be an Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu did what Avram Avinu had to do. Rabbi Kalinu should do what Rabbi Kalinu has to do. And each person has to do. Chaim Yankel has to do what Chaim Yankel has to do. And David Shimon has to do what David Shimon has to do. Every person has their chelek in Ribui Kvodei Yisbarach. And every person has to be Zohar B'Mitzvayso. But that's really what the whole capital is talking about. Yishem Hashem Mevarech Me'atav Yad Olam. Yuz Hashem Hashem Mevarech Me'lo Hashem Hashem. Ramo Kol Goyim Hashem 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 Kvodei. The Maral points out that in Uvol HaTzion, we say Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. What does it mean? Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. The Korazel Zeve Omar, Kodesh, 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 Hashem Tzvakvayt, Melech Alaretz Kvayde. So the Targum is Masber. What are the three Kodeshes? Kodesh, Bishmi Mareimo. Kodesh, 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 Bishmi Mareimo in the Shamayim. Kodesh Al Ara Eriva Gvorti. Kodesh is Kodesh Al Ara on the ground. Kodesh La'olam La'olme Omayim. Kodesh forever. In all their lamas and forever, not just specifically in the Shemayim and the Earth, also in all their lamas forever. So the Maral, Be'etzem, the Kovet of Hashem is also the same thing. These three psukim are exactly parallel to that. Yishem Hashem Evaroch, Hashem Hashem will be blessed, in other words, will be blessed, the Me'atav Yad Olam, forever. That's Kodesh L'Olam Alom Me'omayo, means forever. Yimizach Shem Hashem Evaro, Melo Hashem Hashem, Yimizach Shem Hashem Evaro is in the Shemayim, Al Shemayim Kivoyde, in the Shemesh, you're able to see the covenant of the Rebbeinu Shelanu. And you'll see that everybody does exactly right. That the Kal V'Chomer that Rashi brings out in the Chumash, that we can learn from the Shemesh, that he does exactly the Tziyuv of Hashem Yisbarach. He never decides to do any differently. And Al Are, Ramo Kol Goyim Hashem, Al Shemayim Kivoyde. Ramo Kol Goyim Hashem is even Al Goyim, even everyone on the ground, on the earth, is able to see the Reimimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al HaShemayim Kivoydoi, his COVID goes Al HaShemayim, Ad HaShemayim, it's up to the Shemayim, it's in the Shemayim, Kivoydoi. And, but it's Nicker over here. Ramo Kol Goyim Hashem, even on the Goyim, it's Nicker, the COVID that there is from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So this Indian of the COVID of Hashem, which everything was created for him, every person has their chelik. And it's not, and every part of the Bria has its chelik. Whether it's the Shemayim has their chelik, the Oretz has their chelik, and it's continuous. It's in the past, it's in the present, it's in the future. Like when you see Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Imlech, that it's all encompassing, and that's really the whole tachlis of the world. That's our, each person's individual tachlis, And every single min tachlis brings kavod to Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's the picture that we're trying to paint here in Yirat Hashem here.